Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Todd Kunin, sitting in for Fred Penny here on RadioLawTalk.com. Fred on assignment. I'm usually to the left of Fred. Not politically, but I'm usually seated to Fred's left, and he'll be back next week. Todd Kunin here with Denise Dirks to my right. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing as good as I can.
Well, I'm happy to see you here. We'll gut through this here.
Yeah.
And then on that intro, on the intro with the music and the symphony playing, the authoritative voice is none other than Cal Hunter, who's also our man behind the glass. Cal, how are you?
You know, Todd, I'm well, thank you. It's been an interesting week. My wife and I are celebrating the birth of our 20th grandchild.
Wow.
20 grandchildren.
And just the cutest little thing. I went over and got to meet him last night. His mother had a C-section, couldn't go in the hospital, you know, COVID. So I went to the house last night to meet him, and I just thought, oh, my.
Let me clarify there.
Yeah.
Mother had a C-section. You were not able to go to the hospital.
Right, she was.
They didn't do that at home.
Well,
yeah.
There's a couple of guys who offered. Yeah, I can do.
I got this new series of Time Life books, medical procedures using utensils from your own kitchen pantry.
Exactly.
Oh, great. Yeah, okay.
I took that in the survival class. No, but anyway, the baby's beautiful and very well. Mom is sore but beautiful and very well. Dad is doing fine. Grandma is over the moon.
I bet.
As you might imagine.
I think my parents are a little over 20 grandchildren. I've lost count. They had 7 kids, and if each one of us had 3,
yeah,
you know, it'd be there.
That's a good number.
Of course, I'm the slacker. I only had 2. At any time there's a new grandchild. And now they're getting great-grandchildren. Do you got any great-grandchildren?
2. Yeah.
2?
2. And 2 on the way.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Wow, you're so blessed.
You know, that is exactly the word I was going to use. As blessed as you can possibly be. When you go in there and you pick up the little baby and you just, it makes those little noises and squirms around, and then the diaper's full and you hand the baby to the mom and say, well, I guess it's time for me to go home. I mean, that's great, isn't it?
I just keep waiting for, you know, somebody, they handling this brand new baby.
Yeah, so sweet. Yeah.
And they get all, you know, philosophical and religious and, you know, this precious child so straight to our world. If you could speak, what wondrous things. I'm waiting for a baby to go, how's your 401k?
Yeah.
You know, how's the life insurance policy?
How's your food sort? Are you prepared for major events and world cataclysmic events?
Yes, yes. I my daughter's 21 and, I'm looking forward to being a grandparent someday, but I've also told my daughter, take your dang sweet time.
No, there's no hurry. There is no hurry. But it is a life changing, for the better, life changing experience. It's so wonderful because you get to look past all of that. I mean, we raised 9 children together. That was a lot, and it was a lot of stress and a lot of strain. But when you have grandchildren, you get to look past all of that, and you just get to see the sweet breath of heaven in mommy's arms. It's awesome.
Plus,
so, yeah, it's a whole different thing, yeah.
Plus, if they're in your presence and you're watching them, when they're no longer being that sweet breath of heaven, you can always give them back to the parents.
Exactly. And then when they come, you spoil them and you wonder why they act up when they get home and you go, I don't know what to tell you. It's a joy and a blessing, and I'm thankful. So,
well, congratulations, Cal.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
We got a lot to talk about on the show today. Jussie Smollett in the news. Oh, my. Jussie Smollett was convicted and sentenced, and we're going to talk about the sentence that was handed down and things that he said at sentencing. That was entertaining, wasn't it, Denise?
It was very entertaining. I'm surprised he got the sentence he got.
Yeah, yeah. Alec Baldwin in the news as well. I mean, that Alec Baldwin and the incident that happened on the set of the movie Rust that he was filming, that's going to be in the news until there's a final resolution on the criminal investigation in any cases, if there's any that occur after that, and any civil lawsuit, all the civil lawsuits get resolved. But that is going to be in the news until all of that happens. Years, it will be in the news, but we have the latest.
And all the sweet friendship between Alec and the widower and all of that has all gone away.
Mm-hmm.
It all turned to acrimony, as these things frequently do.
Yeah, and we also have the story. Last week we talked about, the Scott Peterson case with a juror who omitted some information during the jury selection process and the attempts to get a new trial in Scott Peterson. Well, this week we're talking about a similar issue with Ghislaine Maxwell and the juror in her case who neglected to inform the judge and attorneys during jury selection of some information that would have been pertinent to know. And not just that, but more so with this case. Not just the information that was omitted during the jury selection process, but the conduct of the juror in the jury room once the case was submitted to the jury. We'll talk about that. And I think that so far they've only addressed one of those issues, but there's more questions to be asked.
Well, I'm going to ask Denise one, and that is made for later, obviously. Do you think there are people who have these traumas, know the kind of case it is? I can't wait to get on this jury and have my little moment in the sun for what happened to me when I was a kid. Is that possible?
I think we're seeing that.
Yeah.
And I can talk from experience as a former prosecutor about jurors who express the exact opposite. The exact opposite. And we can talk about that. We talked about Ghislaine Maxwell and Bill Cosby. We have the latest on the Bill Cosby issue that was making its way through the appellate court all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States, and we'll tell you the latest on that. But we also have case or no case. What are we doing? Can you give us a tease here?
I think I gave you a little setup here, case or no case. It involves the second smartest man ever in the world, who got on a game show, and he was smarter than the judges, and he wanted to get his due, you could say. So we'll talk about that. That's really the case or no case in capsule. But you know what this interesting smart guy does for a living now?
What does he do?
Writes for game shows.
Yeah, well, you know, if you can't
beat him, join him.
Exactly.
Well, if he was smarter than the judges, I guess the same way. If you can't beat him, hire him.
Yeah.
Producers hired him. Yeah.
Producer says, man, this guy's going to kill us if we don't hire him.
So we'll take that up. We'll get that after the break when we come back. Yeah. Folks, please understand, on Radio Law Talk, we are, what does Fred always say? The most popular radio show, second only to the alien shows that you listen to out in the middle of the Nevada desert. They're, you know, Earl's talking, well, I got abducted last night, and they said they abducted me because I own a double wide. And, you know, and so we got those. But please understand our disclaimers here. We're not giving legal advice. We're not telling you how to handle your individual legal case. The only advice that we do give is, if you want legal advice, seek out and hire and consult an attorney who can give you advice specific to your
issues. If you don't want to get abducted, think travel trailer.
Yes. Stay away from the double wide and the Winnebago. Well, we're through our first quarter segment here, the first hour, 3 hours here on Radio Law Talk. If you're not carried all 3 hours, you can catch us on RadioLawTalk.com once the show stops being broadcast on your favorite radio station, and then maybe call the radio station and encourage them to carry all 3 hours. We'll be back after these short messages with Case or No Case, where Cal risks his eternal soul.
Again. We'll be back as Radio Law Talk continues. Stay tuned.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
To the show.
All right. Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. Cal gave us a bit of a tease. We don't need to recap the tease. We can go right into case or no case because he's going to tell us Yeah, we went to the break. I said Cal's going to risk his eternal soul. For those of you that don't know, they're tuning in for the first time. Case or no case is where Cal sets out a factual scenario.
Well, factual sounding scenario.
Well, notice I said factual, not actual.
Okay.
Okay. A factual, an allegedly factual scenario, and those of us here on the other side of the glass have to determine whether Case has given us or Cal has given us facts about a real, actual case. Case, whether it was a case and who won, or if Cal is trying to dupe us with something that he made up. And
no points for you.
And that's why I say, because it's technically bearing false witness against cases, that Cal is risking his eternal soul by playing this game.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Live from the dark side. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Is that Darth Vader's new show?
Yes, exactly. I'm your case manager. Okay, Rick Rosner was a run-through contestant on MTV's first game show, Remote Control, when it was in development. This was the first time he'd ever been around comedy writers. And he was also brilliant. I mean, really brilliant. Rick Rosner, by IQ, the second smartest man in the world ever. I'm talking Todd Kunin smart.
I don't raise the bar that high.
Was going on Jeopardy. So he went on the show, but not before drilling with an umpire clicker to get his timing down. And after reading fact book after fact book, and he said, I have both intelligence and knowledge. I have the ability to recall things instantly. He made it to Final Jeopardy with the lead for the fourth day. And he had to answer a question in the category of peaks and valleys. He knew the subject well, so he placed all of his winnings to date, $35,000, on the table, which would have smashed his opponents off the show and carried him on with a lot more dough. The question went this way. Approximately, Mount Everest is the tallest mountain known on planet Earth, and Mount K2 is the second and most difficult to climb. But there is a mountain that ranks the third tallest in the world and is known for being one of the more difficult to climb as well. What is it? Well, Rick knew this, so he wrote on his card, Mount Kanchenjunga, which is in India. And as then and as now, host Alec Trebek said, oh, sorry. It's Mount Lhotse, which is in Tibet. Rick wanted to argue his point on the show, but Alex and the show producers would have none of it. So he was eliminated from the round, and he looked like he might have been the new champion in line to make well over $100,000 if his hot streak continued. He knew they got it wrong, and he was correct that they had gotten it wrong. So he called the family lawyer, also a Mensa member, who said, you know, I saw that show, and I knew they got it wrong, too. So he said, I think I want my $100,000. Do I have a case or no case? Denise, what do you think? In a show like that, you got a chance to win the money. It's right there in front of you. Poof, by a mistake of the show producers, it goes away.
Well, it was a mistake.
That's right. A big one. A big one. A costly mistake for him, yeah.
It could be if he sued the Jeopardy show. I don't see he could really sue Alex Trebek himself. But he could sue the Jeopardy show.
No, he sued the show's producers because they are the ones that said...
That made the mistake.
Yeah, we're not going to do it, right.
Yeah, and Ed wouldn't take his answer as true. And do you remember that show was about game show cheating?
I do.
Yeah.
Off of a true incident where a guy was fed the answers. Kaltenborn, I think was his name, came from a wealthy American family, and everybody just loved the fact that he kept winning and winning and winning, and
right.
It was all a lie.
Yes. Okay, so I think that this is not a case, but it's a scenario.
Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this? Do you think a guy would let $100,000 go without a legal challenge?
You know, when you said what the answer was,
yeah.
You said he wrote down, what was the name of the mountain that he wrote?
I'll have to go up there and look, because I can't remember.
Mount Lhotse.
Okay, so...
Lhotse, yeah.
Mount Lhotse. Yeah. So he writes that down. But you didn't say that he wrote it down in the form of a question, which is how you have to phrase it. What is Mount Lhotse? Not just Mount... So he could have been correct, and that could have been a correct answer, but if he didn't frame it as a question, he would lose. But let me tell you, I would be shocked, absolutely shocked, if the producers and the legal team at Jeopardy had not prepared for the contingency, for the, as rare as it might be, instance when the contestant was right and the game show writers were not correct, and that there has to be something in that contract to appear on the show that covers that. So I agree with Denise. I think that this is a scenario, but it never led to a case. I would imagine Jeopardy tried to do what was right, but it never led to a legal challenge.
No, because you see, yeah. Jeopardy, when they'll come back and say, we have to correct your score because you were correct. That's an alternative answer or something to that effect.
All right. So I say it's a true scenario, but it was not a case.
Well, it's interesting. This Mr. Losey's Rosner's first job, as a writer was a fact checker. On a game show, because they have them, you know. So, here's the thing. I lose. Rosner appeared on a few game shows before settling in as a writer, and he did sue, but not Jeopardy. And he lost on another game show that he was on, because the judge said, when they say the decision of the judges is final, that's exactly what it means. Their decision is final, and it's their choice, right or wrong. Later, Jeopardy apologized, but instead of getting back on, he became a fact researcher and a writer for many game television shows. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case. And next hour, we're going to take you to General Motors and the air-cooled copper-jacketed engine. It's a fascinating piece of Americana coming up.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Interesting factoid about game shows. You remember when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and all those got really popular in the late 90s?
Yeah.
And the reason they got popular was because of the writer's strike in Hollywood. Because you don't have to be a member of the Screen Actors Guild or the Writers Guild for game shows. And so that was all they had for the programming, and that also led to the rise of reality television, because those were all technically classified as game shows.
And they had nothing else to put in primetime.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you want to know what the score is?
Yeah, I'd love to know, because I know I'm dead.
But we only have 15 seconds. Yeah, so
41 is me in the lead, and Todd and Fred are tied at 34.
Awesome. Well,
so you can pass them up today.
We'll be back in just here after this bottom of the hour break, and we'll cover some more stuff.
This is Radio Law Talk.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick-Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick-Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick-Cut Car Wash.
Quick-Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick-Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch. This cat ain't shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms including...
U.S. USA Radio News.
President Biden is calling for the removal of normal trade relations with Russia following the invasion of Ukraine.
A most favored nation status designation means two countries have agreed to trade with each other under the best possible terms.
The proposal would require congressional approval. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin is the one to blame for what's happening in Ukraine.
Mr. Putin can stop this war right now by agreeing to a diplomatic solution, or at least just stopping the bombing and the death and the destruction that he is causing against a nation that provoked nobody.
65 million people are under a winter weather advisory this weekend as a powerful winter storm blowing into the Northeast is expected to intensify into a bomb cyclone today. The Weather Prediction Center says some areas could receive more than 12 inches of snow. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
All right, so let's get into some of these cases that we've got on for today. Welcome back, Todd Kunin with Denise Dirks here on Radio Law Talk. Fred Penny on assignment. He'll be back next week. I always miss it when Fred's not here. He's just such a... Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know of anybody that works harder, that puts in more time than... I don't know when Fred Penny sleeps. I mean, he...
The answer is simple, when he's on the phone.
When he's on his plane.
Maybe yeah, then, right.
Could be. Even then, he's probably saying, hey, can I take the wheel for a little bit? Wouldn't surprise me.
All right, Todd, I have an open for you. If you're ready to get into the case,
sure.
Stand by, please.
Now, Radio Law Talk News.
Jussie Smollett. For those of you that don't know, Mr. Smollett, actor, probably most well-known for his role in the TV show Empire. Although, if anybody has ever seen, you know, the Alien movies, like Alien, Aliens, and they had the prequels, Alien Covenant, Prometheus and stuff. He was in Alien Covenant. He was in one of the prequels that came out in the last 10 years. Well,
are you serious?
I am serious, and he has been in the news. Denise, what did Mr. Smollett? What was he accused of first, and then how did that turn out for him?
Well, let's put it this way. Mr. Smollett said and told the world that he had been attacked, had a noose put around his neck, and that they were by MAGA men, And that it was a race crime, a hate crime.
Yes.
And, and so he made this report, police report, and he told all these different authorities what had happened or what he... And the funny thing is, where this occurred, there were a lot of cameras. So they were able to get the camera footage and to find the two guys that allegedly attacked him. And they were brothers that were known to Mr. Smollett.
That's right.
So Mr. Smollett, initially, after the brothers had kind of turned on him and said, hey, we were paid for this, to do this. It was to get him, you know, he's from Boardwalk, right? What was it called?
He's from
Empire.
That's right. The movie Empire.
Yeah, the TV show Empire. And he was trying to get more, you know, negative publicity, if you will, but that ends up being positive for his career, perhaps. And everybody took sides. Everybody in the world. Some said, oh, it's not a race, a racist issue. Some said, you got to back him. And it was really kind of amazing how fast the word spread and how fast the public at large became polarized. Then the DA came out and said they were not going to charge him. First, the DA said, I'm conflicted out. I cannot help in this case. I'm not going to be able to prosecute the case. And then the DA came out and said, we're not going to charge him, which was very odd. So a lot of things have occurred in this case that are very interesting.
Well, the DA gave him legal advice, first off, right? Did she not? Isn't that not how this all happened? She and Michelle Obama sat down and said, hey, Jesse, here's how you got to handle this.
I don't think it was legal advice.
Advice.
Yeah, I think it was more like talk to him about, you know, the what had happened and, you know, took a personal interest in it.
If we credit the DA, if anybody called to say, hey, what's going on, I get the recusal. Just from the standpoint of avoiding even the appearance of impropriety, it was the right thing for her to do, given her connections. But the problem is, when she recuses herself as the elected DA, she can't just then say, and I'm going to appoint the number two person to prosecute it. She has effectively recused her. This is under the city charter, the code in that jurisdiction. It says, if you recuse yourself as the DA, you can't appoint somebody else. The court has to appoint a special prosecutor for this case.
And you don't get to say who it is, and you have no influence.
That's right. You can't, because if you recuse yourself, there's a conflict of interest just by the nature of the recusal, and that conflict of interest, just like it would in a law firm, spreads to the whole entire agency.
So when Denise said that the DA's office had dismissed the case, that's true, that happened. And then it came out, wait a minute, that's not the appropriate procedure. So they had to go to the courts, a special prosecutor had to be appointed, which undid the dismissal, and it essentially revived a case that Smollett thought was over.
That's right. And the city had sued Smollett, too, for the cost of the investigation.
Yes.
So Smollett found himself very quickly in hot water, and he surrounded himself with his family and friends, which maybe didn't help him so much.
Sycophants, in many cases, sycophantic people. Yeah.
So he was tried. And the two brothers that were allegedly the aggressors and the hate crime persons, they testified against him. And the verdict came down, guys.
That's right.
And he was found guilty. And not only was he found guilty to lying to the investigators, but he then had to face sentencing. And his sentencing just came up. And he has been sentenced to 150 days, which is 5 months, in jail. He doesn't have to go to prison.
It's like city, county jail, whatever it is.
That's right. So he doesn't have to go to prison. It was not, he did not get more than a year. So this fake crime, he also has to pay restitution.
That's investigative costs, right?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily only that. It's for the cost of the trial. It's for all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
My understanding is the deal with the city hasn't been resolved yet. The civil complaint against him for damages on the investigation have not been resolved yet. But what's the most interesting about all of this is what happened at the sentencing hearing.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, Now, look, just to fill in a couple of things. He was convicted of a felony. It's a low-level felony, but it's a felony nonetheless. And look, you know, if you're convicted of a felony, the sentencing options are either you just do all your time in prison or you get probation. But if you get probation, you can still be ordered to do an amount of jail time.
Like a partial term, half in jail, half in probation, something like that.
Not half in jail, half on probation. You still get your normal probation term, but the court can consider sentencing you to a period of time in the local jail. You don't go to the state prison, you do it locally. So he was given 30 months of probation in this case, but also as part of that 30 months, he had to serve 150 days of it. He's got to serve it in jail. Now, on 150 days, he'll only actually do 75 because they calculate the credits. And he probably had credit prior to going in when he turned himself in. So maybe it was 150 days minus 4 days. He had 146 left to do, of which he'd do 73 to actual days in jail.
Cut that in half because by some miracle, every day you serve in prison, you get an extra day off for good behavior.
I don't want to grant the legislature sainthood and miracle status by an act of the legislature. That's the way they created the law.
Right. Isn't it interesting?
It is. And same thing here in California and in most jurisdictions. So he'll be out in 73 to 75 days. But, look, if you have been convicted of a crime and you're pending sentencing, and there's usually, you know, 4 or 5 week period after the verdict and you know, pending sentencing, this was even longer. That is the time for you to realize, look, it's no longer time to argue guilt or innocence. That has already been determined by a jury. The court is now looking at contrition. They're looking at remorse. They're looking at you as if to say, is this going to be a successful candidate on probation? Sometimes the attitude is so bad that the court says, look, I can't give you probation because I can tell by your attitude you're not going to adhere to any of the terms and have no choice but to sentence you to prison.
Or you're going to recidivate. You're going to do it again.
Yeah. And so that's usually those who have been convicted, where probation is a possibility, you and minimal jail time, that's when you want to be contrite.
And you want to be quiet if you can't be.
Mr. Smollett did not apparently get that memo because he went in to his sentencing with the attitude, I am innocent, I didn't do this. The judge essentially did a 30-minute monologue telling him that his name is now synonymous with lying, he's ruined his career, it's terrible, everything that he did, the cost to society was very high, and sentenced him to 150 days. After the sentence, Smollett is telling everybody, I didn't do this, I'm innocent.
In the courtroom.
And I'm not suicidal. If anything happens to me, it's not because of my own hand.
A little kick back to Epstein and his followers.
It's just crazy. We got to hit a break here. I just want to follow up on this a little bit when we come back. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, but we'll follow up on this. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio
Law Talk. Is he setting up an insanity plea? Make me wonder. Thank you, Todd. We will continue with Radio Law Talk here in just a couple of minutes, and we hope you can stay tuned no matter where you are listening, whether on the air or online via RadioLawTalk.com. We thank you, and we'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Is this real life? Oh, that's stone.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So, just returning a little bit to the Jussie Smollett thing, Jussie Smollett case. So, Denise, when he was let out, he was going on saying, I'm not suicidal, which was an odd thing to say. It was odd because nobody had... It didn't come up in sentencing that the court had concerns about him taking his life or anything. In fact, if that had been the case, they probably would have put him in a mental facility to be evaluated. So that, it never came up. And he started saying, I'm not suicidal. If anything happens to me, it's not by my own hand. And you had mentioned we were going to break that's a reference to...
Well, Epstein. Yeah. You know, Epstein and even the Epstein cohort that was found dead in a French jail.
That's right. That's right.
So there were two in that you know, that one that... anyway, Smollett, I don't know. I don't understand why he even wanted to compare himself to Epstein.
Well, to me, it's...
Bad judgment.
It speaks to his own... His perception of his own self-importance. And you know, look, Epstein... The controversy around Epstein... was because it was generally believed that that dude had dirt on a lot of powerful people and that there were powerful people that were threatened by his incarceration and what he might say to try to cut a deal and get it. Because he's looking at, like, years and years in prison and stuff. Jussie Smollett, I don't know of anybody that would feel threatened by Jussie Smollett being incarcerated for 75 days.
I don't even know anybody who even cares, honestly. I mean, yeah. There are some people in the black community who fear going into a jail in Chicago as a homosexual person could put him at risk. So I think he was, in a way, crying out to help to those people who had supported him. But I also think he may be setting up an insanity appeal.
Well, here's the problem with that. If he wanted to
75 days, though?
Well, if he wanted to appeal on grounds of insanity, then that would have had to have been something
that would have been his
trial.
Defense.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Defense.
So he's and, done then, yeah.
Yeah, he's done. But,
I don't think he's going to appeal it either. I honestly don't think he's going to appeal it. I think he's going to come to the idea that he's going to have to do his time to get through it. Because he's going to do his time before an appeal happens anyway.
So here's my question, Denise. Denise at Cal, I'll pose this to both of you. He got 30 months of probation. But let's just look at the jail time. 150 days. We'll put aside credits and stuff. 150 days.
Okay.
Denise. Too much time or not enough, Cal? Too much time or not enough time?
I thought it was pretty liberal and not necessarily. I thought the judge was easy on Mr. Smollett, to be candid with you.
It was his first
trouble with the law.
So you thought there was a potential for him to get more than?
I did think
days.
He would get more.
Okay, Cal, what do you think?
I think it was a friendly sentence, shall we say? When I say that, I mean when you consider the ripples of this case. The racial ripples, the political nut ipples, ripples.
The racial ripples?
Nut ipples.
Ripples, the political ripples. Just stop it. I don't need to say that. No. Okay.
And that was not me. That was God.
The political ripples, the racial ripples, the societal ripples, especially in a time of tension with the election and Donald Trump in office and all of that. I think it was far more significant than that and should have gone years rather than days.
The reason I ask that question is because if you read the news, there's an entire movement that thinks that this represents a double standard and that he was punished more harshly than someone else.
No, he wasn't.
That would have made the same. And my take on it is this. You have to consider this thing called the objectives of sentencing. Every state has the judicial rules, and they spell out what the objectives of sentencing are. Why do we sentence
What do we want to accomplish with this, right?
And you know, one of them, as Denise talked about recidivism, you want to sentence somebody so that they don't do it again. I don't think that's really an issue here. But an objective of sentencing, one of them is the deterrent effect, not on this person from doing it again, but the deterrent effect on others
exactly.
from doing the same thing. And the
those
thing,
are called the Ipple rules.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing that Smollett has to understand is yeah. that it's not because of his race. He came into this with a certain influence. Denise talked about how his report took fire. It became national news. It wasn't somebody in Chicago that made a false claim and it stayed in Chicago and was maybe significant locally, but not much. This became national news and had an effect, nationwide on Good Morning America, on all the news shows. He was interviewed repeatedly. Politicians in a presidential campaign are talking about it. It got a lot of traction.
And it also smirched Chicago's reputation.
Besmirched the city, besmirched, yeah. Yes. And with all due respect to people who may already be besmirched, Donald Trump supporters. People who wore MAGA hats.
That's
who
true.
Were being assaulted just because they wore the hat. So.
And so the issue here is, the more something gets traction and goes nationwide, the greater the need to issue a sentence that will act as a deterrent effect. If it had stayed just local and hadn't gotten, maybe he'd have gotten a lower sentence. If he had showed some contrition, it probably still would have gotten 30 months probation, but maybe he'd get less custody time. But he didn't do either of those things. And so I think 150 days seems about right to me. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the probation department's report was, too, because they usually give some kind of an idea to the judge about maybe what should be the sentence. And I didn't hear anything about that, so I don't know what the recommendation was.
I'd like to have read that, because I'd like to see a report that says, well, you know, he hired a couple of guys to beat him up. He lied about the whole thing. We recommend a light sentence.
And he didn't lose his Subway sandwich. It was still in his hand.
Think of that.
But, you know, the thing to keep in mind about probation. When he gets out, he's on probation for 30 months. What happens if he violates probation? If he messes up, he's subject to being going back into custody.
For the full time of the
for
probation.
For the full time, and not just local. If he's not a good candidate on probation, they can say, okay, it's a felony, we'll just sentence you to the remaining time, go to prison, do your time, we'll see you when you
now,
get out.
Is it formal probation or informal
probation?
No, it'll
be formal because this is a felony case.
Okay, yes. So he has to go see a probation officer.
He does. He has somebody monitoring, and he has to do all of that. And, you know, I mean this sincerely. Best of luck to him.
Yeah.
Best of luck to him. And we'll see how things go moving forward with Jussie Smollett. If he comes back in the news, I guarantee you one thing. We're going to talk about it here on Radio Law Talk.
I just hope he gets himself together because this is to me, one of the worst cases of publicity grabbing by crime that I can think of in a long time. This is a big publicity grab. And
this
what
was
did he
a
get
sad one. Yeah, but, it makes me sad.
It yeah. proves, to though, that not all publicity is good.
That's true. But it also begs this question. Is there a scenario under which, even though a jury found him guilty, his claim that he didn't do it could still be true?
Yeah, I think there is because, you know, one of the misconceptions about having a jury trial is that it's the truth. That this is now, it's a decision and there's a finding beyond a reasonable doubt. But is it the truth? It's really not the truth. It's what the evidence was before the jury. What evidence got in to convince the jury beyond a reasonable doubt that he was guilty? So I would say there could be a reasonable scenario where he is innocent.
I think in most jury trials, the verdict of guilty, ultimately, if I'm an all-knowing person, yeah, the guilty verdict means that actually happened. They got it right.
Yeah.
But all you have to do is look at any case where somebody was convicted, say, of murder and later exonerated through DNA evidence, realize, look, the evidence presented to the jury allowed them to say it's no longer reasonable to doubt.
That's only going to happen if the check disappears.
Yes.
I mean, there was some pretty hard evidence in that case.
That's true.
The check he had written to the alleged attackers to pay them to attack him. If that check disappears, okay, well, maybe we can talk. But otherwise, I don't think he's got much of a chance.
You know, but people talk about this imperfect system that we have. And I know we're running out of time. Probably can't get into this too much. But I would just say this. The only way to guarantee, the only way to absolutely guarantee that no innocent person is ever convicted is to not prosecute anybody at all. That's the only way to do it, and that's certainly not a system we want. You know, and it's still, in my opinion, with its flaws and warts and all that kind of stuff, our judicial system in the United States is the best in the world.
And you are hearing a move to deconstruct, so pay attention to that, because that is out there right now.
And to those folks, I say, show me a country that does it better. Yeah. I'm all ears. I'd be happy to see it. I haven't seen one.
Well, Saudi Arabia just put to death 82 men in one day.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, we're trying to cut down their open and expressway. We're through our first hour. We'll be back for the second hour of Radio Law Talk. Cal, take us away.
I will. Thank you, Todd, and thank you, folks, for listening. We remind you that this episode will be posted on RadioLawTalk.com if you want to catch a highlight or whatever. And, in fact, all of our shows are there at RadioLawTalk.com, and listening to them is free. We'll be back at 6 after next hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extend.